Finally. Where's the answer button? Oh. Donnie here. I mean, test subject number. What was it again?
Are you in the starting position?
What? Yeah, just off Highway 46.
Are you wearing the blindfold?
Yeah. Hey, the ad said nothing about a blindfold.
Good.
And the cuffs? Hey, I'm not into that shit, man.
Is the deal off?
What? No. Fine. Whatever. I'm cool, man.
Good.
Hey, your experiment's half an hour, yeah? Because I've got a date later, you know? Can't be late. You know what I mean?
Shut up. Start driving.
What do you mean, start driving? Hey, what the hell? Hey, wait! Hey! Fuck! The brakes don't work!
The car is remote controlled. Except the wheel. That's on you.
Shit! This thing's going against traffic, man!
Relax. Now, pay attention. Do you have ears?
What?
Do you have ears?
Yes.
Them. Listen for approaching cars, hear which side they're coming from, and hold to the opposite side.
Opposite? Well, how will I know?
Shh. Here comes one now. Not bad. Well done.
This is fucked up, man.
Now, stay in the middle. Between the two lanes on the broken line.
I can't see the line!
Exactly. Excellent!
Hey, man, this is like not at all what I had in mind, you know.
Now, you can do it. Oh, I've got to feed the cat.
But, what? The cat?
Driving, recording back.
Wait! Oh, shit. This is some fucked up shit. You know that?
Donyushka, there's no way to talk to Grandma.
Grandma?
Yes, you called.
I called?
Not canceling on me again. Are you done it?
What? No, I mean... Oh, Jesus, Grandma, did you forget your teeth again?
Yes, yes. Don't be mad. I'll put them on when I get home.
Try to remember for once, will you?
What's the matter, Bubale? You sound all worked up.
No, I'm fine. I'm just working a gig.
A gig?
Science research. An experiment.
I told you to stop doing those fucking experiments. Get a proper job.
They pay well, okay? I need the money.
Well, don't be late, Donnie. I made you filter fish. Ugh. And Sir Wilkins hasn't had his fur brushed in ages.
Wilkins is fine.
He only likes it when you...
Grandma? Hello?
Sweet little grandma on her way home.
What? You dialed her?
What a good grandson. Dinner with grandma every Tuesday? Oh.
Hey, how do you even... Hey, that's not cool, man. Listening in on private conversations?
Oh, you sound upset. Are you upset, Donnie?
Yeah, man. Cut out the creepy shit, okay?
It's no fun if you're upset. Let's turn on the radio. Something to cheer you up.
Fuck! You gotta be kidding me!
What's that? I can't hear you.
Fucking scientist, man! Yes, thank you.
Getting better by the minute.
Good one with the radio. Can we, like, not do that again?
Relax. You're doing so well, I'm gonna give you a treat. Have some ice cream.
Save it for your lab rats. I don't like ice cream.
Shut up. Everyone likes ice cream. Ah, here comes the ice cream truck. Catch it.
This is some good shit.
I told you so. And you know what? It's really good for your ears. Oh, would you look at the time?
What was that?
Grandma will be home soon. You're going too slow.
Hold on. Is that Mr. Cuckoo Clock?
Mr. what?
Wilkins? Hey! Are you in my grandma's house?
As I was saying, time to hurry up!
Whoa!
Happy steering!
Man, this is insane! Hey, you still there? crap! Cops! Cops!
Shit.
Grandma's gonna kill me! I can't get caught!
Relax, we're gonna get rid of you. Just do as I say.
You're driving against traffic.
Your ass lousy experiment is falling apart, man!
Let him talk.
I said fall apart, or I will make you fall.
They always use that line. Wait for him to pull up beside me.
Guy's gonna ram me over! I gotta make a move!
Shut up and wait!
This is your last warning.
Do exactly as I say. What I say now, steer straight into him.
Whoa, I got him!
Stupid cop.
Did I really just hit a cop?
Nice work, Dodge. Keep it up. I'll call you back when you're through with him.
Wait!
Drive straight,
hey, this is a mistake! We're just doing research here!
That's it. You're going down.
Yeah! Take that! Sorry! Sweet!
Give
it up! Race is over, kid! That's it! I won! Kiss the dirt, loser! Oh, shit. Shit. Get me out!
Shh, quiet. Grandma's at the door.
Oh, crap. What are you doing? Stay away from her! Oh, no.
Donnie?
Grandma.
Surprise!
Hey.
Get her?
Grandma! No! Hey! Oh, man. Fucking cops.
Say hello, Donnie.
Donnie?
Grandma? Grandma, are you all right?
Good Grayson, why are these gangsters in my apartment?
Gangsters? No. They're just,
soft point brain, you don't know who they are, do you?
They're scientists doing research and stuff. Right? Tell her, man.
Isn't he adorable?
Donnie, I spank your daughter!
Just face it. We finally caught up with you, Anita Blade Ears.
Who?
Your precious Donnie led us straight to your smelly little... Hideout.
Grandma? You know them?
You shut up, you filthy gelato!
Your ears won't get you out of this one, Anita! But Donnie's ears might get him out.
Whoa, what's going on?
I switched you to submarine mode.
Submarine?
You're cheating, gelato. You tricked him.
I'm sure a talented guy like you can follow the beeps.
Beeps?
Enjoy the show, Anita. This one's for you.
Grandma! You sons of bitches! Yeah! Dolphins! Didn't go like you planned, huh, motherfucker? Donnie's not giving up just yet. Grandma, here I come!
Welcome to Hellhunter, Anti-Gnomon. Press Control to start a new game. Press C key to listen to the credits. Press Escape to exit the current game. You cross the gate to Hellhunter Wanderer. The story of Elian, the vampire hunter, is about to start. Are you ready? Well, get ready then. It's a horror adventure. Prepare to live in first person, a journey through hell on earth. You have been warned. You'll have to stay alive until the end. Death is always around the corner. Use Tab and Shift Tab to explore the environment, forward and backwards. Use the Control key to examine the interactive elements, Space Bar to open the pause menu, and the I key to access the inventory. During battle, press the up arrow key to attack. Press the left, right, or down arrow key to dodge. Use the space bar to drink a blood vial, and control to hear Elian's health amount. Very well. That is all you need to know in order to survive. Good luck. Our story takes place in our days, in a place located somewhere in Transylvania. In a world where technology has spread worldwide, mankind can't even imagine that vampires and all the creatures of the night actually exist. Some of them even manage to integrate into society. Elian is a Dampier, the son of a vampire and a human. He became a vampire hunter a long time ago. Now Elian is inside the pub of a village. After a long career as a vampire hunter, the day has finally come. Today, Elian will hunt Dracula, the Lord of Darkness. Nothing will change until Dracula disappears. The dusk is about to end, and his drink as well. It's almost time to leave. A modern pub frequented by young people. At the moment, there's some catchy music playing. The only thing out of place is Elian, and he knows that. It's time to go. You have reached pub. Pressed glass. Elian's favorite booze was inside it. Was. Not enough to hinder his job anyway. Bartender. Elian pays the bartender. Now he can go. Bag. Inside Elian's wide bag, there are many ancient weapons, like the legendary vampire's bane sword. But, especially nowadays, it's not a good idea to show them in public. Elian is officially a hunter, but actually he also hunts creatures of the night, like vampires. In any case, he still draws people's attention. Young guy. The guy gets close to Elian and asks him to take a selfie with him. Elian's glare is more than enough to make him desist. Young woman. You opened the menu page. Welcome to Hellhunter, Anti-Gnomon. Press Control to start a new game. Press C key to list. You cross the gate to Hellhunter, a modern pub frequented by young people. At the moment, there's some catchy music playing. The only thing out of place is Elian, and he knows that. It's time to go. Glass. Pub. Young woman. That woman sat by the bar seems more interested in taking a photo of her drink and publishing it on her blog than actually drinking it. To the village. Young woman. To the village. Elian has to pay the bartender before leaving. Glass. Bartender. Elian pays the bartender. Now he can go. Glass. To the village. It's a calm place, compared to most cities these days. Yet, technology has arrived, even here. Elian can see on the horizon Dracula's castle. Humans can't see it, but he's a Dampier, and that's his destination. You have reached village. Citizens. People go back and forth. Unaware that the castle of Dracula is visible, even from here. Actually, some of them wouldn't notice it, even if it was visible to humans, since their head is bent toward their smartphones as they walk. Fountain. A meeting point for people. Even in this village, technology has arrived, after all. Meta guy. A strange guy who wears a hood. He gets close to Elian and introduces himself as Meta Guy. Then he tells him that he will give Elian some good advice. First of all, he tells him that the secret of a good exploration is to examine an object many times, possibly later. Meta Guy also asks Elian if he knows what turning around means. Elian is a bit perplexed. The guy goes on to say that it means that if he explores a map going forward and right after he goes backward, that means that he has turned around. The same happens if he goes backward and then forward. He urges Elian not to forget this advice. To the pub. To the castle of Dracula. Citizens, to the castle of Dracula. What Elian sees when he enters is a huge room with a gothic look. Four strong creatures are waiting for him, but Elian doesn't hesitate and draws his sword. His glare is just as sharp. You have reached Main Hall. Press statue. A huge and majestic statue of a gargoyle is placed in the center of the hall. Elian won't let his guard down. It could be an actual monster. Manticore. The manticore is approaching Elian, a giant creature with a human face, the body of a lion, and a long scorpion tail. Monsters that can attack from many directions or that can grab Elian can be defeated faster dodging them, rather than with brute force. The battle begins.
Low on the right.
Elian gets hit. Elian gets hit.
Low on the left.
Elian gets hit. Elian gets hit. Elian gets hit.
He has no more.
Elian gets hit. Elian gets hit.
More than seven.
Elian gets hit. The battle ends. Elian gains
150
experience points. Elian gets blood vial. Press control to continue. Statue. Giant armor. Giant living armor starts to move. It raises its shield with the left arm. His blade in the other hand points toward Elian. Monsters like this have to be defeated with brute force. They are resistant too. They are strong, but slower than other monsters. The battle begins. Elian gets hit. Elian gets hit. Elian gets hit. Elian gets hit. The battle ends. Elian gains
200
experience points. Press control to... Statue. Dragon. Dark Knight. Dragon. Dark Knight. Entrance door. To the library. Statue. Dragon. A dragon stands before Elian. He's charging his fire breath and prepares to burn him to ashes. This is a versatile type of monster. Brute force is required to win, and he's not slow. On the other hand, his strength is medium.
Battle. Low in the mid.
Elian gets hit.
Low on the left.
Elian gets hit.
Low on the right. Low in the middle.
Elian gets hit.
Low on the right.
Elian gets hit.
Low in the mid.
Elian gets hit. The battle ends. Elian gains
250
experience points. Elian gets blood vial. Press control. Statue. Dark Knight. The Dark Knight now gets his lance and is ready to fight. He seems quite confident, and fast as well. Enemies like this are faster, even if less strong. Battle begins.
Low in the
middle. Elian gets hit.
Low in the
middle. Elian gets hit.
Elian gets hit.
Elian gets hit.
Elian gets hit.
Low in the
middle.
Elian gets hit.
Low on the left.
Elian gets hit.
Low on the left.
Elian gets hit.
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 He's fine. Elian gets hit. Elian gets hit.
Elian gets hit.
Elian gets hit.
Elian gets hit.
Elian gets hit.
Elian gets hit.
Elian gets hit.
Low on the left.
Elian gets hit.
Low on the left.
Elian gets hit.
Elian gets hit.
Elian gets hit.
Low on the left. Low on the right. Low on the left.
Alien gets hit. 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 Alien gets hit.
He has
alien
no
gets hit. Alien gets hit. Alien
more
gets hit. Alien gets hit. Alien gets hit. Alien gets hit.
He's fine.
Low on the left.
At the moment.
Low on the right.
Alien gets hit.
Low on the right.
The battle ends. Alien gains 300 experience points. Alien gets blood vial. Press statue. Entrance door. To the library. Alien slays hordes of monsters along his way. No one can stop him. Now a library stands before Alien. It's a wide area. Many piles of books are on the ground, but despite the mess, there's no trace of dust. Actually, even the books are in perfect condition. You have reached bookshelf 1. This part of the library is filled with books about physics. Bookshelf 2. Technology is the main subject of the books inside this bookshelf. Bookshelf 3. This bookshelf gathers all the books that talk about theology. Pile of books. A lot of books are placed in this pile. This chaotic pile is in contrast with the order of this library. Bookshelves. Actually, the library continues for a very long and wide area. It's an immense collection. Anyway, Alien is sure that there's no need to make a deeper search into the library than this space. Stairs. The path from where Alien came. There's no reason for a retreat. To the throne room. Bookshelf 1. To the throne room. You opened the inventory page. You selected
1.
Blood vial. A crystallization of power shaped like a vial, which contains blood. Press backspace to go back. You opened the menu page. Alien reached level
1. You're back.
Bookshelf 1. To the throne room. This door is locked by an electronic mechanism. Alien should check around for a reader that can open the door. Bookshelf 1. Bookshelf 3. Pile of books. Bookshelves. Stairs. The path from where Alien came. There's no reason for a retreat. To the throne room. Bookshelf 1. This part of the library is filled with books. Bookshelf 2. Technology is the main subject of the books inside this bookshelf. Bookshelf 3. There's an empty space in this bookshelf, and Alien notices that there's a laser reader in that space. It might be connected to the door. 3 books would fit perfectly in that space. According to the other books, it seems like he has to search for the first 3 books of the Pilgrim. Pile of books. Bookshelf. Stairs. Book. To the throne room. This door is locked by an electronic mechanism. Alien should check around for a book. A lonely book lies on the ground, just like the one Alien is searching for. He picks Book of the Pilgrim 1. Stairs. Bookshelf. Pile of books. Alien checks in this pile if there's any of the books he's searching for. No result at the moment. Bookshelf 3. Bookshelves. Actually, the library continues for a very long... To the throne room. Bookshelf... Actually, on a closer look, Alien notices that there's a book that has nothing to do with physics. He removes it and picks Book of the Pilgrim 2. Bookshelf 2. Technology is the main subject of the books inside this bookshelf. Bookshelf 3. Alien still has to find all 3 books. It's a case of checking more thoroughly, even where he's had a look already, just to be sure. Pile of books. Elian takes a closer look and explores in all directions. And this time he finds Book of the Pilgrims 3 and picks it. Bookshelves. Stairs. To the bookshelf 3. Elian finds all three books. He puts them in their space. An electronic beep sound comes from here, and then the door is unlocked. Now Elian can proceed. Pile of books. Bookshelves. Stairs. To the throne room. Elian's assault is overwhelming, and in the end he reaches the throne room. Dracula sits on the throne and barely notices Elian. It seems like he's waiting for his next move. You have reached throne room. Chalice, press tab to move. Door. Chalice. In his hand, there's a chalice with some wine inside. No, that's human blood. Throne. Elian would expect a throne made with human bones, but actually it's more similar to a normal throne. It must be from a very ancient age. Dracula. Elian takes some steps forward and declares to Dracula that now it's the time of his demise. The Lord of Darkness has a smug look on his face and tells him that he should have kept going around, playing the vampire hunter. Elian gets nervous and dashes toward Dracula, ready for the battle. The battle begins. Elian gets hit! Elian gets hit! Elian gets hit! Elian is defeated. Seems like this is the end. It is a battle that Elian can't win. In the end, he loses his strength, and Dracula slowly gets close to him. Dracula's red eyes light up. A few seconds later, Elian's sight gets distorted. The room behind the Lord of Darkness comes alive. The throne morphs into an infernal beast. The room gets dark and populated by creatures, where before there was only the furniture of the room. Elian's psyche is won. Dracula stands before him and, with his claw, he causes a horrible scratch to Elian's torso. His blood flows copiously. In Dracula's hand, there's an incorporeal substance. It's Elian's dampier essence. In terror, he searches for an opening from where to escape, and, with a last glimpse of lucidity, Elian rushes toward the stained glass window. While those creatures are tugging at him, he jumps and smashes the window, falling into the sea. Before his dampier powers disappear, Elian uses them to avoid a fatal landing, but still he faints a few moments later among the waves. Elian opens his eyes, and all around there's a quiet coast. Despite his regeneration powers, he's in bad condition. Besides this, he's tired, hungry, and completely wet. Elian needs to know where he is, but the mist doesn't help. You have reached Misty Coast. Press tab to move. Floating gem. Elian notices a gem which is suspended above the ground. He could swear that nothing was there before, as if it materialized just a few moments ago. If he focuses on the gem, his consciousness slips inside it. Apparently, he can register his memories inside it. If he focuses on it again, Elian will be able to save the game. Elian lost basically all of his equipment, and most of it has been engulfed by the sea. He can't see anything on the surface, so there's no point wasting more time. Distant promontory. Elian can see Dracula's castle on the edge of that distant promontory. But if he can see it, then it's not far enough for Dracula. He might send his army to finish Elian. So he decides to travel inland as soon as possible and find a safe place for the moment. Blood. There's a lot of blood. Too much. Even if the wounds are regenerating, Elian is still bleeding. He has to hurry. Saving point. You saved the game. To inland. Sea. To inland. As Elian travels inland, the mist becomes more dense. Besides this, his sight gets blurry. After a while, he finally sees something among the mist. Some wooden building, apparently. Perhaps he can find something useful. You have reached Misty Area, Houses 1. Wooden Building 1. Elian checks inside, but nothing he finds is useful. Medical kit. A medical kit. Elian is not interested in the tools inside it. What draws his attention is a transfusion bag. Dampiers drink blood, even if they are not attached to human blood like vampires. They can drink any kind of blood, and since the owner of this kit probably won't reclaim it, Elian will take it. In these conditions, blood would be a mere palliative. The best use of it is in battle to regain strength. Among Dampier's innate powers is the capacity to extract blood and store it into a crystallization of power, like a vial, which is more practical in battle. In any case, Elian gets 3 blood vials. Wooden Building 2. Inside the building there's some rubbish. The only interesting thing is a rope. To the coast. 2 houses too. There are other wooden buildings proceeding further, even some lumber, but no trace of people, not even of monsters. The silence is deafening. Elian barely hears the sound of his steps. In front of him, there's a dense wall of mist. You have reached Wooden Building 3. Nothing interesting, even here. Wait, actually, there's a sack. Now that Elian lost his bag, he will need something to store his inventory. It's a bit dirty, but solid enough to prove useful, so Elian takes it. Now he needs a rope to make it more practical. Lumber. Wooden Building 3. Lumber. A pile of lumber is gathered here. Wooden Building 4. Inside it, there's some rusty pots. Nothing really useful, anyway. To Houses 1. Wall of Mist. Wooden Building 3. Wall of Mist. A very dense wall of mist blocks the way. Elian wants to check around before proceeding anyway, so it's not a problem at the moment. Wooden Building 3. Now there's really nothing useful here. Lumber. A pile of lumber is gathered here. Wooden Building. Inside it, there's some rut. To Houses 1. You have reached Misty Area, Houses 1. Medical kit. Wooden Building 1. Elian checks inside, but nothing he finds is useful. Medical kit. The medical kit is empty. Wooden Building 2. Since inside the building there's a rope, Elian takes the rope, and now the sack is ready to be transported and to store the items he will collect. Now he has to explore around to have a better idea of where he is and to decide his next destination. To the coast. Two houses, two wooden buildings, two. You have reached misty area. Houses, two. To houses, press tab to wooden building, to wall of mist. A very dense wall of mist blocks the way. Elian wants to check around before proceeding anyway. So it. Wooden building three. Now there's really nothing useful here. Lumber. Lumber. To gather that much lumber, it would be necessary to have the presence of a forest nearby. Elian is starting to have a better idea of where he is. The wall of mist has meanwhile dissolved. Sounds like it's time to proceed. Wooden building four. Inside it, there's some rusty pots. Nothing really useful anyway. To houses one. To the misty area center. The buildings end here. Elian now has an idea of where he is. The werewolves' forest should be nearby. He might be attacked at any moment. He checks his jacket and notices with surprise the silver dagger is still there, the only thing he didn't lose, and the one he needs now the most. Elian takes a look at the dagger and remembers the last journey he took in that forest years ago. Back to the time, in the middle of his career, he was hunted by a herd of werewolves and their alpha. Elian still remembers the poor shape the alpha was in when Elian sliced his bust with the dagger and he ran away with his herd. Actually, the same thing happened to Elian some time ago. If he meets them now, they would try to avenge themselves, tasting his blood drop by drop, the few he still has. As Elian walks distractedly, he raises his head and suddenly he's already inside that forest. He would recognize it among thousands. When did this happen? You have reached Misty Area, Center. Saving point. Press tab. You saved the game. Corpse. A corpse lies on the ground. Great. Just what Elian didn't want to see. His body is covered in slashes, probably due to werewolves, he supposes. To houses, too. To the left path. To the right, saving point. Corp. To houses, to the left path. It's quite silent here, just more mist. Yet Elian can't think it's anything but a bad omen. You have reached bushes. Mannequin. Bushes. Trees. To misty air. Bushes. Those bushes are quite high. High enough to obstruct Elian's sight. Only the path is safe. Getting ambushed while trying to pass through bushes would be suicide. Mannequin. An eerie and lifeless mannequin lies on the ground. It's sat in the middle of nothing, and the head is bent towards the field. Trees. A bunch of trees blocks the path. The view is completely obstructed. To Misty Area Center. You have reached Misty Area. To the left path. To the right. Elian is surrounded by trees and bushes. Some wolves hide in the surroundings, but he senses their presence. There's a sign on a tree. How strange. You have reached Misty Area, too. The battle begins.
Blow on the left.
Elian gets hit.
Blow on the left. Blow on the left. Blow in the middle. Blow on the left.
The battle ends. Elian gains
90
experience points. Press control. Sign. Elian checks the sign. It says, "Don't turn around." As he finishes reading, He starts to hear a lot of barking and snarling behind him. Is it the pack of werewolves of the Alpha, perhaps? Elian thinks that it's not a good idea to turn around and gathers pace. The key is to not change the direction in which he goes. If he goes forward, then it must be forward. If he goes backwards, then it must be backwards. The path to the next area is free now. When did that happen? Chopped up tree. A chopped up tree with an axe lodged in it. It's quite bulky for Elian. The silver dagger is way more effective on wolves and werewolves. Faster and more practical. To Misty Area Center. To the next area. The growls behind Elian are increasing. He knows he doesn't have to turn around for any reason. Some werewolf has anticipated the herd and blocks Elian's way, along with some wolves. You have reached Misty Area 3. The battle begins.
Blow in the middle.
Elian gets hit.
Blow on the left. Blow in the middle. Blow in the middle.
Elian gets hit.
Blow in the middle.
The battle ends. Elian gains
90
experience points. Elian increases his experience level. Press control. Medical kit. There's a medical kit. Elian checks for transfusion bags and finds two of them inside. He gets two blood vials. Werewolf. The battle begins.
Blow on the right. Blow on the right. Blow on the right. Blow on the right.
The battle ends. Elian gains
100
experience points. Press control. Medical kit. The medical kit is empty. Scratch tree. The tree is covered in scratches, as if it was for fun or anger. To the previous area. To the next area. More werewolves are ambushing Elian, and the growls behind him are getting louder. There are two paths in front of him. The one on the right is blocked by wooden planks. The one on the left is free. Where's the Alpha, anyway? You have reached Werewolf. The battle begins.
Blow on the left. Blow on the left. Blow on the right. Blow on the right.
The battle ends. Elian gains
100
experience points. Press control to Rock. A rock? It's a bit of a weird rock in this location. Tree. This tree is familiar. There was a lonely tree in the middle of the path, according to Elian's memory. As he watches the tree, more than once its location seems to shift a few centimeters. But maybe that's just because he's in a hurry. To the previous area. To the left path. You have reached Misty Area 1. Bushes. Those bushes are quite high. High enough to obstruct Elian's sight. Only the path is safe. Getting ambushed while trying to pass through bushes. Mannequin. Trees. To Misty Area Center. Bushes. Mannequin. Tree. To Misty. You have reached saving point. Corpse. To houses. To the left path. To the right path. You have reached Misty Area 2. Press tab to move.
Yeah.
Suddenly, Elian turns around without thinking too much about it. The herd was way closer than he could ever imagine. He doesn't even have the time to realize that he is already surrounded and swarmed by countless wolves and werewolves. He barely manages to stab the heart of one of them, just 1 second before being disarmed and knocked to the ground. Bite after bite rips Elian's skin apart. His screams feed their bloodlust. The wolves are content to lick the pool of blood, which is quickly spreading. The strongest werewolves of the herd can go away with one of Elian's limbs still stuck between their jaws. Finally, the Alpha arrives and sneers as he watches the scene. He quickly gets closer, and before he loses consciousness, Elian can see the Alpha ripping his heart with its fangs and chewing it greedily. Press the left arrow to load the last saved game. Press the right arrow to go back to the main menu. Welcome to Hellhunter. Hellhunter, Anti-Gnomon. A game by Giovanni De Bita, a.k.a. Tenkerider. Game design and programming by Giovanni De Bita and Massimo De Pasquale. Story by Giovanni De Bita. Sound design, SFX and music by Mariana Morgia and Giovanni De Bita. Test by Tiziano Ferraro. Voice by David McCallion. Store icon art by Laura Ciccardi. Administrative direction by Mirko Venturi. Special thanks to Andrea D'Angelo, Elia Griselli, and Catherine DeSantis. An audio game made and produced by Audio Games Association. Press the space bar to continue a previous game.